The month of Dhul Hijjah is an amazing month, especially the first 10 days or the first 10 nights as well. I've had many requests for du'as pertaining to this month and the first 10 days for those who have not been able to go for Hajj. So for today, we will first look at a du'a that is recommended to be recited from the first of Dhul Hijjah to the Asr on the day of Arafah. It's a beautiful du'a. You can recite it anytime after Fajr and before Maghrib, so anytime during the day, and I'll take extracts from it. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم هذه الأيام التي فضلتها على الأيام وشرفتها قد بلغتنيها بمنك ورحمتك فأنزل علينا من بركاتك وأوسع علينا فيها من نعمائك. O Allah, these are the days you have preferred to and surpassed over other ordinary days. And mercifully, as a favor, given me the opportunity to avail its advantages. So send down your good for us and increase your bounties bestowed on us in these days. Allahumma inni asaluka ya mawdhi'a kulli shaqwa wa ya sami'a kulli najwa wa ya shahida kulli mala' wa ya alima kulli khafiyya an tusalli ala muhammadin wa ali muhammad wa an takshif anna fiha albala' wa tastajib lana fiha addu'a wa tuqawiyana fiha wa tu'aynana wa tuwaffikana fiha lima tuhibbu rabbana wa tarda wa ala maftaradta alayna min ta'atik wa ta'ati rasulika wa ahli wilayatik. O Allah, I ask you, O He who makes good and settles all complaints, O He who listens to that which hearts and minds ask for secretly, O He who sees clearly through points of view and opinions which are expressed, O He who knows everything, that, even that which is kept undisclosed, send blessings on Muhammad and his progeny, and during these days disperse the calamities hovering over us, accede to our requests, strengthen us, help us and encourage us, by which we get your love and your approval. Carry out that which has been made wajib in your obedience and in the obedience of your messenger and your authorized representatives. Allahumma inni asaluka ya arhamar rahimin an tusalli ala muhammadin wa ala muhammad wa an tahbalana fiha ar-ridha innaka sami'ud du'a wa la tahrimna khayra ma tunzilu fiha min as-samai wa tahhirna min adh-dhunub ya 'allama al-ghuyub wa awjib lana fiha dar al-khulud. O Allah, I ask you to send blessings on Muhammad and his progeny. Grant us your approval because you hear du'as in these days. Do not deprive us of the good that you send down in this period from the heavens. Cleanse us of our sins, O knower of the unseen. Make certain for us a place in the land of everlasting happiness. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad wa la tatruk lana fiha dhanban illa ghafarta ولا هما الا فرجتا ولا دينا الا قضيتا ولا غائبا الا عديتا ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة الا سهلتها ويسرتها انك على كل شيء قدير. O Allah, send blessings on Muhammad and his progeny. Do not leave us alone, burdened with sin, setting aside forgiveness. Do not fill us with sorrow, passing over its relief. Do not let us be in debt unless we are able to pay it back. Do not remove us from any place or send us in any direction without keeping clear the way back home. Do not render anything necessary in the world or in the hereafter, except that fulfillment is made easy and quickly. Indeed, you are able to do all things. اللهم يا عالم الخفيات يا راحم العبرات يا مجيب الدعوات يا رب الأرضين والسماوات يا من لا تتشابه عليه الأصوات صل على محمد وعلى محمد واجعلنا فيها من تقائك وتلقائك من النار والفائزين بجنتك والناجين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى أجمعين. O Allah, the knower of secrets, O He who takes pity on those who cry, O he who gives answers to those who call on him, our Rabb of the heavens and earth, O he to whom countless voices of those who do dua do not confuse, he pays attention to each one and every one separately. Send blessings on Muhammad and his progeny, declare us as those who have been set free and kept far away from the fire, and have been rescued to reach your Jannah through your mercy, O the most merciful of the merciful.